Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Borzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
I'm Tyson Deskins.
And I'm Mike Murphy.
That's right. This week, we're joined by Mike Murphy from Carl's Place. We posed the question of running through four different sim budget levels. And by sim, I just mean more, for our audience, practice facilities that you can build in your own home. So we're going to start fairly inexpensively at $2,000. Then we'll talk about a $5,000 level of what you can build, with, again, the focus on practice, not necessarily having some buddies over with a beer, because maybe at the lower levels, you don't need a computer or a projector, and you just want to focus on getting some good data about your golf swing. And then we're going to go to $12,500 and then $25,000. So $12,500 and $25,000. We'll start off, Mike, with the $2,000 level. What can someone expect to buy to start building a decent practice facility? What should they prioritize?
Yeah, I mean, as far as it, from that price point, you're definitely looking more at probably hitting mat and launch monitor, maybe not the full sim setup. And there are some budget-friendly options. I would say a lot of these at this price range are actually radar-based units. So a lot of those actually sit roughly anywhere from 6 to 8 to even 10 feet behind the tee location. For this particular price point, one that sticks out, obviously, according with a hitting mat as well, is the Gen 2 from FlightScope, the Mevo Gen 2. I know a lot of the testing that we've done at Carl's Place, and obviously we have a pretty extensive YouTube channel too that we do a lot of testing on products. And I know that the reviews that we got from the people that have tested in the building raved about the accuracy, specifically about the Gen 2, and they kind of transitioned from Mevo Plus to Mevo Gen 2. Obviously, their X3C is more of that luxury level radar-based unit as well at a much steeper price point. But if we're looking at $2,000 or less, and the whole kind of priority is accuracy and game improvement and trying to have their own training sessions and training modules, I would say that the Gen 2 is going to get them that experience they're looking for. Now, the only real, I don't want to call it a...
And the cost of the Gen 2 is what?
Yeah, so the Gen 2 is right around $1,300. And like I said, it's from FlightScope. So this is something that, again, depending on what you're looking for your simulator, if it's game improvement, accuracy, training, analysis, and feedback of your actual golf game, then this gets your foot in the door, right? And it's going to be something that has really, really accurate feedback if, I would say, set up properly, right? It's a radar-based unit.
Yep.
It probably performs a little bit better outdoors, like most radar units do, because they can see the ball travel for a much further period of time versus maybe indoor, where after X amount of feet, it hits a net or it hits an impact screen, and that's all it can really capture in that distance. So I would say at this price point, with that in mind for game improvement and accuracy, that Gen 2 is a really good option for you.
But if you have 8 to 12 feet of ball travel, depending on your ball speed, if you're a high-speed driver, it's not necessarily going to be the best at 8 feet of distance of ball flight. But if you have 8 to 12 feet, the Mevo Plus and the Mevo Gen 2 can give you pretty good numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say too, specifically if you're using it indoors as well, the metallic dot stickers that they include with the actual Gen 2 itself, sometimes even using the RCT balls as well, can help that radar technology pick it up and track it and deliver a little bit more accurate data as well. But I do know these radar units as well, they do hinder a little bit more on being level with where the ball is too. So making sure that, you know, if you're hitting on a hitting mat that's 2 inches thick and the Mevo Gen 2 is 8 feet behind the tee, you want to make sure that you have some sort of blocking or alignment stand or something that can kind of get that up and at the same level as the ball to deliver even more accurate data as well.
Yeah. And Mike, am I right in saying that the other benefit to this is this also runs off the FlightScope app? Like if you have a iPad, you can get that data free with the app. Am I right?
Yeah. Yep. So the FlightScope app, they also have like skills, modules and game modes within the FlightScope app. That's, again, part of the process with thinking of budget friendly builds. You're not going to need to spend $3,000 on a gaming PC and get the entire system that way. You can really get game improvement from your phone, from your iPad, et cetera. So that does make it nice for this price point.
So with the extra $700, where do they spend the money?
Yeah. So in this standpoint, again, if we're kind of under the impression we're using a net and not really all the other components like a projector or a computer, then I would say from a hitting mat standpoint, in that price point, you're looking at more of the budget-friendly ones, like even the Hotshot mat from Carl's Place. We'll definitely talk about other branded hitting mats as we progress in the price ranges. But if we're going single-handed usage and we don't need a wide mat to accommodate both lefties and righties, and it's just going to be you using the setup, than something like the 4x5 size or a 5x8 size hitting mat from the hot shot standpoint is going to, again, get your foot in the door and to be able to train on your own with game improvement. And there are replaceable inserts. So you probably just start with the standard insert for that hot shot mat. And then again, as the price levels jump up, you may be able to make some modifications or upgrades to the specific type of insert within that hitting mat.
About how much is that?
So the 4x5 with a standard insert is about $500. And obviously, the bigger the mat you get.
Okay, so they got $200 for a net, right?
I would say so. Yeah, the nets, I mean, you can even just do a quick Google search on nets. They range kind of crazy, like anywhere from, I would say, $100 to $1,000, depending on the type of net system that you have going on. Obviously, our expertise is more on the impact screen side of things and in screen material rather than net material. So
yep.
I'm sure you could find a plethora of different price points on net systems.
So Mevo Gen 2. And a good mat, a good basic mat.
For single-handed usage. Yep, nothing too crazy, nothing too over drastic in size.
Very good. We're going to more than double it and go to $5,000.
Yeah, so $5,000. This is definitely a good jump here. Now we're starting to look at more of the maybe camera-based units that are next to the T. So going kind of switching from radar to camera. I called out the Unicore iMini here, not necessarily because of the kind of what's included right up front. Unicore, as a lot of people know, are kind of subscription-based with their packages that you must purchase in order to kind of unlock, quote-unquote, a lot of the features that they allow that kind of separate themselves from other brands, whether that's the AI Swing Trainer, the Refine and Refine Plus, different software options that are within the Unicore launcher. But you get that view, right? And it still is compatible on an iPad. So again, if we're trying to cut costs down and not go with the whole enclosure or a projector and a computer that's $2,000-$4,000 to run this advanced beefy computer software, you can still utilize the Unicore iMini and some of those Unicore features and not have to have as much space behind your actual garage, basement, facility, wherever you're using this. So it's much more space friendly and flexible as far as being able to have it right next to the ball in front of you, next to the side of it. So That's the one that I chose at this price point is the iMini, because it kind of, again, gets your foot into the door to the Unicore world, right? And if you want to add on later on and maybe get a PC in the future and utilize more of the third-party software or some of the other advanced features like the Unicore Swing Optics cameras with the AI Trainer, you can do that. Maybe not right up front off the $4,500 purchase of the iMini, but it sets you up for success kind of in the long run if you're looking to make more investments and build upon that original purchase.
And the rough cost of the iMini is what?
$4,500.
Okay.
So that would leave us...
So that eats up a good chunk of that budget. So then a mat and a net and done, right?
Yeah. So in trying to keep in mind like the limiting the projector usage, limiting the impact screen usage, right? Trying to just keep it net focused. I can still do this on an app on my iPad instead of needing to go fully invested into a PC setup with monitors or touch screens and all the fancy bells and whistles that you can certainly get with simulators. This is still straight to the point.
If someone wanted to, let's say they had the Mevo Gen 2 at $1,300 and their budget was still the $5,000, what would they do then, right? So they got $3,700 to spend. Mm-hmm. Maybe they get a enclosure for possible future projectors.
Yeah, and a lot of it's very space dependent, right? So maybe you're a little bit more restricted in how much space you have, and maybe instead of being able to accommodate all of the buffer space that's required to get an enclosure assembled from ground up, maybe a little bit more limited just an impact screen on its own. We kind of like to call them a la carte impact screens, where there's not really a set of instructions or an assembly video. It's just you're getting an impact screen and hanging it and tensioning it your own way. But you're right. You'd absolutely have to now consider a projector, right? So that something can actually show up on the screen that you're getting too. So depending on your space, you could certainly get an impact screen, and there's budget-friendly projector options like some of the lower BenQ models, like a TH671ST. That's about $950. So you're not breaking the rest of your $3,500, $3,700 that's left over there on just the projector. So you could probably get a projector and an impact screen within what's left if you started with that Gen 2 and you still had some money left over.
Yeah, because I ran a projector off the iPad. You could just plug the HDMI cord into the USB-C or even the Lightning port back then off an old iPad, And that worked fine. I ran like Awesome Golf and some of those some of those apps off the iPad.
Yep.
You can also run the Awesome Golf has a nice range. You can run the FlightScope software and project that onto the projector. So for $1,000, you can get a decent projector, an impact screen that you hang from your own, whether you hang it from your ceiling in your garage and roll it up or do whatever. You could do that. You still have your mat. You still have a Mevo Gen 2, and you can fit that into $5,000 also.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So now we're getting bigger here. We're going to, again, more than double our budget. We'll assume that we're starting from nothing. So we'll build up from the ground up. Maybe you keep your iMini, your Unicore, but $12,500 is the budget level now.
Yeah. I mean, if you're keeping existing launch monitors, then I think at this point now you can start to splurge on maybe a better computer setup, right? And now if you really want to dive into some of those extra features that the Unicore allows, now you can get the Swing Optics cameras. Now you can download the Unicore launcher onto your PC and utilize Unicore Game Day, Unicore Refine, Refine Plus, more of features in the, of the view that's on the PC version. Utilize third-party software that has a lot of visual. I also think just some of the visual feedback is a little bit more of a realistic feel when you're hitting into the screen and it's instantaneous and you can continue to see the travel and the flight of the ball after you hit it rather than having to take the swing, go zoom in, check the screen on the side or the monitor that you have hooked up to the mobile device. But yeah, you could certainly build that. It's probably, you probably already have the essentials for a simulator at that price point, but now it's just maybe taking it another step, getting a projector that's even clearer, higher lumens, higher resolution, the image is clear. But I would say from a game improvement standpoint, now it allows you to get a PC where you can utilize even more than just what the app offers. A lot of times the app is kind of a little bit more restricted version than what you can do on the computer. So you're just essentially enabling more options and features for you to dive in as far as analysis and extra course play goes.
Basically around this level, this is where, you know, you're going to invite your friends over and you're going to play some rounds. Before that, it's just sort of like you're in your own garage, you're back, you know, shed or wherever, just hitting balls into and, you know, looking at your iPad. So and there's nothing wrong with starting there and just keep building. Like that's all, like Eric said, that's what I did too. Like when I, you know, got back into golf when I was like, you know, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was now, it's like, yeah, I just wanted to be able to hit balls in my garage. And I found like a really cheap launch monitor. Then I went to the Mevo Plus, you know, and then you just like keep upgrading. And you can sell those, right? It's not like a complete loss on that. Someone else is going to be in the same stage you were. So then you can just sell that and then buy the next thing and then just keep upgrading it.
Yeah. As you keep upgrading it, it's funny how the priorities change too, as the budget increases, right? It starts as game improvement and then the family and friends and entertainment aspect starts creeping its way in as the options start to open up. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely personal preference, but as you guys have all referenced, if you're looking for an accurate unit that you can get game improvement on, you don't have to break the bank with a launch monitor, a net, a hitting mat. But I mean, as far as this price point too, being at 12.5, now you could start potentially exploring overhead units that are typically a little bit, I want to say, more convenient for a setup. So if you have the space available for an overhead unit, especially the height available so it can be the correct distance off of the floor, the cameras being overhead kind of allow it to have a little bit of a better view of just the ball, right? A lot of the hitting zone. So it allows a little bit more flexibility forward and back and left and right for where you place the ball. And I think it just can capture the impact. And something that comes to mind in this price range is like the Pro TVX, right? That we're all kind of familiar with. It's one of the popular indoor overhead units from Pro T because it does a lot of the really cool features and boxes that the more expensive luxury brand launch monitors check. The Pro T also checks, but at a more budget-friendly option at $6,500. So if we have $12,500 to spend and I'm only $6,500 on my launch monitor now and it's overhead, now I could probably start looking at an entire setup with an overhead launch monitor in that price point. That's, again, accurate, has a lot of features. Pro T Labs is well liked by all of its users. Obviously, Pro T is including their swing cameras now. They just released on their beta version their version of an AI trainer, and they don't really have many of the subscription tied to all of their software internally too. So that's definitely a good budget friendly option for that price point.
Okay, and for $6,500, the overhead cameras are nice because you can actually invite your lefty friends over because you don't have to keep swinging the optical one from side to side and realigning it every time.
Yeah, that's right.
You can actually have lefty friends come over and play some golf.
Talk a little bit. We've got some more money. What's an upgraded mat that somebody could buy maybe for just that purpose of, I'm going to have some righties and lefties?
Yeah, no, you read my mind. Exactly. So if you were sticking with the Hotshot mat from Carl's Place. We talked about the inserts a little bit. You might go from now the standard insert up to the gel insert, which this one is much more dense. It gives a much more realistic feel. I would say there's a little bit more shock vibration on your swing. Yes, it's going to be a little bit tougher on your joints, I would say, but it's going to offer probably a much more realistic feel to what you're going to feel on an actual course. So obviously that insert's a little bit more expensive. I think, you know, as far as pricing goes, your standard insert on its own is like $80. You go up to a gel insert, it's almost $280. So you're getting a completely almost different experience, keeping the same hitting mat, but just swapping out a different insert inside of it. But the other one that I actually included at this 12.5 range is the Fiberbilt Player Preferred. Fiberbilt has different series, whether it's a grass series, a turf series, and their Player Preferred series. The Player Preferred series is the one that we probably see the most popular out of the Fiberbilt lineup, with their kind of real impact turf is what they call it, as far as their actual hitting strip that's on their mat. It's a larger hitting strip too. It's about 2 feet wide by 4 feet deep. That one's got a little bit more of a firm stance area, not too firm, or not as firm as maybe a Country Club Elite. But if you're in this price range now, where you have a little bit more money to spend on a hitting mat, now you might go 4x10. It can accommodate lefties and righties. The Fiberbilt's probably a step up from a durability standpoint than the Hotshot one. And then it's also probably offering one of the most realistic feels as far as club to actual turf feel on your swing as well.
All right, good. We're going to blow it out now. Just not really, because people have spent way more than this. But for our purposes, $25,000. This is US dollars, Jason. So
it's even more. I can't afford it.
$25,000 would buy you a Mevo Gen 2 in Canadian dollars. But, you know, we're going to talk American US dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in this scenario, obviously, being at 25 grand, you're open to a lot more overhead units now. Unicor IX02, Foresight Falcon. But I was kind of thinking about game improvement as well. And I know it may not be as convenient to have your monitor on the floor and have to pick it up and move it back and forth for righties and lefties. But if we're going away from the fun and entertainment and going back to game improvement again, I think if you have the funds to go for a GC quad or a quad max, I know that those units are just incredible as far as accuracy goes. I mean, just in the name itself, GC quad, quad referencing the amount of cameras in the unit. A lot of these launch monitors have two, maybe three, and Foresight just comes in and includes four in that quadroscopic technology that's using it. It's why Foresight has a reputation as one of the more accurate launch monitor brands on the market. Obviously, there's TrackMan.
And you can take it on the course. Unlike the overhead units, you can pick up your GC Quad Max as I do and take it to the course.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And obviously TrackMan's in there too. Now when you get up to this price point,
but that's if you're upgrading, because you're probably not going to spend the $17,000, depending on what time you buy and stuff, on just that, because that's not going to leave you a whole lot. So if you're upgrading and you have an enclosure and you have a mat and all that, but if you're just going from scratch, if you just say my budget is $25,000 total and I don't have anything yet, what would you build?
Yeah. So first thing is the whole entire experience you're looking to get out of it. If it's game improvement, we're probably going to spend a little bit more on the launch monitor and less on the other components so they can get the accurate data that they're looking for. They may not get as bright and as clear as a projector if they go that route. Now, if someone wants to go the fun and entertainment route, maybe we even stay at $6,500 with the Pro T, and now we're able to spend $4,000 on a computer, $5,000 to $6,000 on a projector, can probably stay with that Fiberbilt Player Preferred mat, and it starts adding up pretty quick depending on the enclosure that you get, right? You could potentially now go from just an impact screen that you're hanging on your own to an actual enclosure, whether that's like a thinner 1-inch EMT DIY enclosure or a thicker 2-inch, much more sturdy pro enclosure with kind of a commercial grade fabric that could go 20 feet deep and 20 feet wide. You can really start to eat up that 25 grand pretty fast. But I honestly, especially with experiences with customers and ranging budgets, it really does stem from what experience are you looking to get, game improvement or fun and entertainment. And that really drives the bus as far as what products kind of fall into line after that, I would say.
Okay. So assuming somebody has nothing and it's just them and their wife doesn't play and their kids are moved out of the house, they got $25,000. They want to make a run at the Champions Tour. Okay.
Hey, okay. So game improvement. Yeah.
Not super realistic, but let's say total game improvement. They have nothing right now. They hit some almost golf balls into an old sheet in their garage currently off a tiny little strip. Okay, they have nothing right now. What would they get for $25,000?
So because that's what the focus is, I think you want something that's accurate, especially to the level of a Foresight or a TrackMan. But because we want to have just enough left over, right, to be able to have a full setup, what I'm kind of thinking already is FlightScope X3C, right? So now it's back to the radar version, which is kind of funny that it comes full circle now. But for just about 15 grand, so again, not 20 like the quad max, but 15. So now I still have 10 left over. The X3C, especially as far as metrics go and the amount of data that the X3C has, I know FlightScope has a comparison chart between the ball, club, flight, putting metrics that are included with a Mevo Plus, a Gen 2, then an X3C. The X3C is just bonkers as far as how many data metrics that it includes. So as you explained, Eric, if that's what this particular customer or golfer is looking for, you would definitely go X3C here so that you can get that Foresight and TrackMan level accuracy out of your unit. Get all of the metrics because you're trying to make a run on the tour. Right.
Yep.
But now I still have about 10 grand left over to get a nice projector, get a PC, get the whole
enclosure. Where do they spend that?
So as far as projector goes, obviously BenQ has more of their higher level ones like the LK936ST. More recently, there's been a projector, the Apatronix MK625B that Carl's Place sells as well. These are, we're talking true 4K. The LK has 5,100 lumens, but the Apatronix jumps up to 6,200 lumens. So very bright, vibrant. The image is now popping off your screen as far as colors go and vibrancy, lens shift capabilities, a lot of other adjustment capabilities, I would say, out of these projectors. So even though fun and entertainment isn't necessarily the goal or the mission, because you have $10,000 left over, you might be able to make that jump up to $4,000 or $5,000 for your projector now. As far as PC goes, so if you want to download the FlightScope PC version of their software instead of using a mobile device, now you can certainly do that, which also opens up the door to using other third-party software like a GS Pro that you obviously can't do on mobile. That's where I would look. I would go for a higher level projector now, a BenQ LK936 or an Apatronix MK625B. I'm looking at probably the Surf Thing level computers that are kind of designed specifically to handle that modern day golf simulator software. And then again, either going with a hot shot mat with gel insert or one of those fiber built player preferred mats to kind of round everything out.
Very good. Any other general recommendations for somebody trying to put together a sim? What are some common pitfalls or some basic tips that you have for them?
Yeah, take practice swings in your space ahead of time. That's the biggest thing that I could give out. A lot of customers might get a little bit ahead of themselves and create an entire list of products they're considering and then not really maybe have the full realization or done all of their homework on there are certain requirements for these to work properly, right? Like we talked about with the Gen 2 needing to be X amount of feet, 8 to 10 behind the ball. A lot of overhead units are typically anywhere between about 9 and 10 feet above the hitting surface. So if you don't have the space for a golf simulator, sometimes getting in there to take practice swings first and making sure that you account for all the proper buffer space. And, especially if it's a screen, you want that to flex freely and not come into contact with anything behind it, which automatically removes part of the depth that you have available too. So that's where I would start, right? Before you start doing homework on products, make sure your space is suitable for a golf simulator first. And then that takes away a lot of the headaches and makes searching for products much more enjoyable.
Love it. Awesome. Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Where can people
find your stuff?
Yeah.
So obviously, like you guys mentioned, I work at Carl's Place. I'm actually one of the design experts at Carl's Place. So being one of the technical product specialists, I definitely deal more on the a little bit more advanced products side of things, whether that's internally in the building itself or externally with customer facing too. So the design service, if you wanted to work with myself or other design experts at Carl's Place, there is a way to get to that on our website under the design tab on our homepage. So if you're interested in the design service and you're looking to make a build from scratch, or you already have a home and you're looking for it, or just trying to get a setup in your garage, right? The design service can help walk you through that. So that's where you can find us on Carl's Place.
What's the URL?
So the URL, I can already see the laughing. So it's carloftea.com. Not carlsplace.com. The Carl of ET has a little bit of lore behind it. So Carl, obviously the founder of Carl's Place, he's from a town called East Troy in Wisconsin. And the company started out as kind of a movie theater projection company, and him being from East Troy, it kind of started as just that was the website name, right? Carl of ET of easttroy.com. And then someone asked him, you know, what would happen if you hit a golf ball into the movie theater screens that you sell? And he's like, I don't know, let's do it, right? Like, let's try it out. And now, I mean, we've completely pivoted from the movie theater projection material standpoint into all of the golf components, in particular our bread and butter being our impact screen materials. That's definitely where we place a lot of our emphasis and importance, and we're really proud of the products that we have from an impact screen standpoint for sure.
Very good. So carlofet.com. Jason, where can people find us?
You can find us online at thespinaxis.com, and you can find us on all social medias at thespinaxis. I also want to throw in that I got all my stuff from Carl's Place, and they helped me out a ton. It was unbelievable. The support you guys helped me with building mine was top notch. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.